Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Yay, you pointed. I have to say it every time now. How's it going?
Good. It's a big weekend around these here parts.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, there's a lot going on.
Yeah? What's
Well,
I'm setting you up here.
Yeah, you're setting me up. Well, no, the Olympics have started. Yep. That's a big worldwide event.
Yep.
Deadpool and Wolverine came out.
Yep.
And we watched that.
Yep.
And there's a little bit of news in the old MCU aside from that.
All right, so we're recording this Saturday night, and this came out Saturday night.
breaking news.
Yeah. So you will have heard, if you listen to us, like, Monday, this news will be a little bit more widespread right now. But we have initial thoughts.
Yeah, this is, that's what we're going with tonight, but we'll go.
We're going to talk about Acolyte this week, because that's all wrapped up. We're just going to move that on to next week. So that gives you a week to get caught up if you haven't watched it yet. You should. It's only 8 episodes.
I like the Acolyte.
I did too.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Your
snippet.
Your not spoiler-free gut reaction of the Acolyte.
I really, really liked it, and I think people on the internet need to stop whining.
I mean, that's just general good advice.
yeah. But I really liked it, actually.
I quite enjoyed the Acolyte too. I liked how they kind of played with the lore.
Yeah, that era and
the whole thing about Star Wars is it's always been just like kind of throwing spaghetti against the wall and like the whole from a certain point of view thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Acolyte embraced that, and I think it worked.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think so too.
There was some pacing problems.
Yes.
But otherwise, I don't know. I liked most of it.
I think, did they 100% stick the landing? I mean, maybe, but they skidded a little bit when they did that. Like, it wasn't a perfect landing.
The landing was one of the better parts.
And yes, they just had so much up in the air.
They had a lot up in the air, and that's why I was very concerned. Mm-hmm. If you listen to our last episode, which I was not optimistic. The landing was better than I expected.
I agree, and that last episode was really good. There's some cool stuff.
Mm.
It was really cool. But we'll talk about that more next week.
Yes.
Yes.
We shall.
Brandon, before we get too far, what is your nerd thing, or is just like all that stuff is the nerd thing?
Yeah, it's just got a MCU movie for the first time in a while, and first time and the only time this year.
Yeah, has been a while since that happened.
Womp womp.
Mm-hmm.
And the Olympics is kind of my jam. So
yes, I have had it playing a lot today while doing other things, and it's just basically once the Olympics start, it's on in our house all the time, regardless of what else we're doing.
Yeah, it's good background noise. The time zone's not too bad
it's
this
been worse.
Time. Yeah, so Europe is like plus 7 hours or something like that.
Exact is, but
So I don't know. It's been much worse where it's like just everything's happening in the middle of the night and you either got to catch up or stay up late. Whatever. But yeah, this is not so bad.
Yeah, no, this is fine. This is fine. And especially, I mean, for me, whatever.
Well, yes, it is your summertime, so you can watch it whenever.
I've been, like, shockingly busy, though. But I can still make my own hours for it.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. And what are you drinking?
Something that you made me.
It's gin.
Oh.
Yeah, it's gin and peach.
I do like gin.
Yeah.
We actually watched the opening ceremonies of the Olympics today.
Yeah, it was on last night, but we PBR'd it. Yeah. We went to Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, so we could do both. So we watched the replay and played the Olympic opening ceremonies drinking game where you have a little sip every time you see a new country.
There's a lot more countries in the Summer Olympics than there's in the Winter Olympics.
Yeah. Yay!
It's a lot of... Some of those letters just kept on going.
Uh-huh. A lot of countries.
A lot of countries.
And then, from a Canadian perspective, it was capped off by the greatest singer in the world.
Oh, my goodness. Can we just, like, talk for a minute about the ceremonies in general? What did you think about the opening ceremony? It was bizarre to me.
Like,
in a good way,
It though. Was bizarre in an excellent way. They went for it. They went for a spectacle, and they delivered a spectacle, so...
I think that they went for a spectacle and delivered a spectacle, but I've never seen an opening ceremony. I mean, I've been watching as long as you, but that was not just... showcasing their country. They walk this line between, like, we're showcasing our country, but hey, anyone who has ties to us, you don't have to be French, or it doesn't have to be a French song, but, like, whatever our values are or things we're celebrating. Lady Gaga performed. Like,
there was always somewhat of a French connection, but it didn't have to be from France or
one of the major
I appreciated
yeah I, one of I the major cool. Torchbearers, like, leading into the final one, of course, they were, like, American and Canadian and things, and this, like, well, because they perform in the French Open, or they, like, achieve this goal in the Olympics, you know, different things, and there was always a link, but it wasn't French, like, it wasn't just France.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting because, like, they were basically showcasing what they were preaching about.
Yeah. They said diversity and inclusion and mm-hmm. bringing the world together. And then that is what the Olympics is theoretically supposed to be about.
And man, capping that the finale off with Celine Dion. I tell you. Oof.
From the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Something else.
That was something else. Before I go on a tangent about Celine Dion, because I'm actually a big Celine Dion fan, can I tell you what I'm drinking?
Yeah, please do.
Because it's special.
Well, you got to open it first.
I do. Okay, ready? So I have a can here. I'm not drinking gin.
You're going to open up a can. Oh, very nice.
This is a special can.
It's very special.
What can you tell me about what it looks like?
It's silver. Oh, is it a Coors Light? It's a silver bullet?
No, there's nothing on it.
There's nothing. Yeah, it's blank.
So, our local brewery had one of my favorite beers, was a sour beer, and they ran out. Oh. They stopped. It's off the menu.
Very sad.
And I was just there, and then the manager was, well, she was talking to me about this, and said, well, actually, we're trying to can some of it. And so, like, they had a couple cans there that she just, like, let me have a couple cans so I could...
They're tester cans.
I said, you gotta, like, do some quality control here.
Beta testing the beer, and I think you'll like it.
I do. Yeah. So I saved one specifically so I could drink it while we record tonight.
Well, cheers to the local brewery.
Yay. I love our local brewery. I love being walking distance.
Me too.
Okay. Disney A News Update. Granted, most of this episode is going to be news, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but there's some big news... also, at mm-hmm. the parks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to start there?
Yeah, let's start there.
Okay. We do have some big news at the parks. So, we actually were talking about, like, we have all this construction and stuff going on.
Yeah, and I'm still a little bit bitter about it.
But they've
started to make a little bit of headway against it.
So, I have to eat my words here a little bit. Because I said I 100% thought they were going to do an early opening to Haunted Mansion. It was slated to open the first day of the Halloween season, which is the end of August.
August 23rd.
Right. And I was like, they're going to open a little early. But I was thinking like a week or two.
Yeah.
Or a month, I guess, apparently. Because I said because some people were saying end of July. And I was like, that's way too early. There's no chance. Well, yeah, no, it's open. If you're listening to this.
Yeah, it's opening on Monday.
Yeah, and yeah, unless you're listening to this before the park opens or something, because it comes out like 2 a.m.
Yeah, so. That's true. Yeah, but
it's opening today. Then
it's opening today.
yeah, virtual queue, but it
as we knew, but they haven't finished the outside part yet.
Yeah, but they're like, we'll get you into the.
They chucked up the fancy decorations.
Yes, as soon as those went up, I went, oh my god, they're gonna do it, and then like 2 days later, they announced, yep. Or maybe even one day later. Like, wow, they made her work.
So it's fully decorated, the Holiday Haunted Mansion style, with, your Nightmare Before Christmas decorations and everything like that.
The hearse has a new home.
Oh, does it?
Yes. So it basically just moved from one side to the other.
Is it going to stay there permanently, or do we know?
We don't know, although it looks pretty, like, they're kind of, looks like they're decorating around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, hard to say, and also, like, I mean, up on the other side is where the new gift shop area is going to be, so it's like, are they going to make some more walkway area, garden-y, landscape-y type stuff to lean into all that? Of course, until it's actually open, we don't know, but it looks like the move was, like, purposeful. It was a purposeful
move. Okay. And, yeah, it will be Haunted Mansion Holiday, as we all knew.
Totally.
Like, there's no point in... It takes 2 weeks to change between, so why would you...
Exactly. Like, that was not going to happen.
Yeah. But there will be a new gingerbread house.
Yes. Yes, I did hear that, actually.
So that's very good.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see it, and I'm excited to hear everyone's feedback tomorrow with how the virtual queue is working and everything like that. This is great. They can, like, iron out all the tech stuff before we get there.
I was kind of excited to see it, like... be there when it opens.
Yeah, me too.
But also was very scared of being there when it opened, because stuff like that
can
be very
like
just a lot of stress and problems. And,
yeah, it would have been fun, but also like chaotic.
Yeah.
And especially because it's our only chance to be there for over the Halloween season. So like, you know, the stress of that would maybe take away some of the fun.
Yeah.
So this will be good. I'm excited.
I can do with a slightly less chaos.
Yeah, a little bit.
Slightly.
Slightly. We'll still be doing lots of Halloween stuff, and we're doing Oogie Boogie opening, so that'll be our fun stuff.
Oh, there'll be some chaos on first night of Oogie Boogie.
Exactly.
We might actually get to see some of our favorite YouTubers.
I'm thinking maybe,
I guarantee you. At least one of them will be there.
Oh, yeah, because they've said they're going to be there.
Almost all of them. They usually go that first night just to get content.
There's
like, it makes
one
sense.
Of our favorite ones are not going. I think they're on a trip elsewhere. But, yeah, so I'm excited for that. I think it's going to be fun. And I'm excited to hear, too, as we get closer. They haven't released details about who is and isn't going to be there, so... I think a general conjecture online is that, you know, there'll be the returning villains that were there before. And there's a lot of hopes that there might be another character just kind of wandering around how sometimes they do. Like maybe Deadpool?
Well, yeah. Deadpool made his Disneyland debut.
Along with
his bestest friend in the whole wide
they're
world.
They're such good buds. Deadpool and Wolverine are in Avengers Campus now.
And they're doing story time with Deadpool.
Yes.
Which...
Yeah, I know. It's just...
I don't know how they're getting away with Deadpool talking in Disneyland.
I think they're getting away with it by doing a story time. So he is very much controlling all the language. And
There's still a lot of innuendo.
Oh my gosh, the opening line that on the video that we saw was whose ears you gotta wear to get a gig around this place. And I was like, wow. We are starting strong here. Oh my goodness.
Still very Deadpool-y, but mostly Disney friendly.
We're walking the line between PG and 14A.
Yeah.
Whereas Deadpool is straight up like hanging around and bathing in the blood of rated R. Mm-hmm. So we're just avoiding that.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some other Marvel news, but is there any other park news or anything like that you want to talk about first?
Well, no, we don't have a lot of details on Halloween quite yet.
I'm waiting for the foodie guide to come out because that'll be beginning of August.
And the merch and stuff. Like, that's very soon. Next week, honestly.
Yeah, there have been some Halloween stuff just starting to show up. Mostly merch stuff. Lots of Haunted Mansion stuff is out right now. Just within the last week or so. But I was looking at it and some
of
it...
It makes sense with Haunted Mansion coming back. They'd probably want to pump the merch out for that. People will be excited to get that back. And
I'm going to bring... I have some Haunted Mansion... I have a fair bit of Haunted Mansion merch, actually, because it's one of my favorite attractions. It's one of my two favorite attractions, and they have more Haunted Mansion merch than they have Pirates merch.
Which is weird.
I know.
Pirates seems like such an easy sell, even before the movie. Mm-hmm. It's pirates.
I've almost bought that one pair of pirate ears, like, three times now.
They have had a couple of good pirate ears.
And then there was a really good Pirates spear jersey that I almost got, but like, it was still an almost. Like, I was like, I don't know.
But
so I'm gonna bring Haunted Mansion stuff. I might.
That's still kind of slim pickings for like a marquee attraction and like the most successful Disneyland movie franchise. True.
Well, they have a store almost entirely dedicated to it, but a lot of the pirate stuff is stuff in general, it's not very Pirates generic. Of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Pieces of Eight store is very generic, and it kind of makes me a little sad.
Disappointed.
A little bit disappointed.
They do some stuff, though, so I'm going to look again and think about it. I also, like said, judging from the last 2 years of Oogie Boogie merch that came out, they had specific event merch. I said the chances of me walking away with not something is very slim.
I would love there to be a very cool 2024 Oogie Boogie Bash spirit jersey.
Yeah.
Just because it's not going to be every day that we go to Oogie Boogie Bash.
Not every year.
Almost never.
Almost never, yeah. So, like, we might do it again down the road, but it won't be, like, in the foreseeable future.
I won't say never, but, like,
for the foreseeable future, it's not going to happen again.
Not.
Yeah. So I did see last year's merch and the year before's merch when I was just looking to see, hey, has anything been, you know, released or sneak peek or anything like that? And I was like, both of those years, I wanted to buy almost everything. So I'm like, hopefully they have some good stuff again.
I'm in danger.
Yeah, you are. The 1 year, the ears were dice.
Oh.
Oogie Boogie dice. You know what the problem is?
Oh, no.
Is the stuff itself is Halloweenish and cool, but I'm like a massive Nightmare Before Christmas fan, and I'm a massive Nightmare Before Christmas hipster.
Yes. You liked it before it was cool. I can vouch for this. This is not, you're not speaking out of turn, because I tried to find you a Nightmare Before Christmas DVD, and it was literally like pulling teeth. This was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. They didn't have streaming services.
Right.
Netflix was still a mail order.
Amazon was not a thing.
Amazon. No, I mean, it was a thing, but like...
Not like a thing like it is
now. You couldn't really buy much on there. There was still video rental stores.
Yep.
There was still, like, music stores. That's where I went and begged for a DVD copy of The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And I still have it.
And the young millennial cashier looked at me like I had three heads and then said, oh, yes. I think we have one of those in the back. And went and dusted it off and presented it to me. And there it was, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
And it, like, literally you could never find anything.
No.
Ever.
No.
Not even at Halloween.
There was no merch, not at Halloween, not at Christmas,
and now
never.
It's everywhere.
Now it's like, everywhere.
Man. I mean, I'm not complaining. Like, I'm making up for it now, totally. But I was like, man, it would have been cool to be able to have, like...
Just be happy in your heart of hearts. You know you recognized greatness.
I did.
Before the general population.
Yeah, I did.
It was not popular in the early 2000s.
It was forgotten about.
It was. Yeah. There was a brief dip there where The Nightmare Before Christmas wasn't a thing.
I mean, it was because stop motion in general was like super.
Yeah.
Like, and Tim Burton was weird and cool, but like people liked his stuff, anything connected with him, but he wasn't really associated with Nightmare at the time.
Yeah, no, it was the stop motion. It was too heavily associated with like old 70s special effects kind of thing, which I grew up with and loved.
Right.
Like, my parents instilled with me like the old classic
like
monster movies, Ray Harryhausen type stuff. So that never bothered me, and I thought it looked really good.
Yeah.
But
well, I'm glad the general public has come around to it.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And that is so
me
merch worthy. And that person who dusted off that copy from you probably has a Jack Skellington tattoo now, quite frankly. So
almost certainly.
And thank you for the DVD copy. But all of this to say, the chance of me not getting something with Oogie Boogie plastered all over it.
That was quite
like
the tangent we just went on.
But
we have big stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Why are we going on tangents?
I know, because Oogie Boogie's so cool. But yes, I will be buying merch, and I'll be buying Haunted Mansion stuff. And I think that might be it for news. Let's talk about the big stuff. Because we tangented so hard.
Well, yes, we did tangent so hard. But this might be... the biggest Marvel weekend in recent memory since Endgame launch. Like, this weekend is huge. Yep.
Yeah, it is. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. First of all, the movie.
So Deadpool and Wolverine has come out.
We saw it.
The critical reaction has been good but not great.
Yeah.
Which I, you know what, I kind of understand, because if you're looking at it as a pure piece of movie cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
It's a pop culture send up and.
Yeah.
A farewell to 20th Century Fox Marvel Universe.
It's true. So literally.
It doesn't. Without that context, it almost doesn't make sense and whatever. So, no spoilers, obviously. We're not going to talk about that right now.
No. We're not talking about specific spoilers or anything like that. More just, like, overall general reaction to.
I very much enjoyed it.
I did, too.
There's a lot of Easter eggs, a lot of cameos.
Which everyone knew there would be going in. Some of them were very heavily assumed or
shown in the trailers. Whatever.
And other ones were, like, straight up surprises.
Yeah, I think people were throwing spaghetti against the wall. Yeah,
that's true.
And some of that spaghetti stuck and some of it was a little off base, but there was rumors of everything that happened.
Yep.
And I think the best rumors came out in the end.
Yeah. I think that's fair. There was definitely some squeal moments, some laughing out, like, lots of laughing out loud.
I had a grin on my face the entire time.
I agree.
And so, that aside, we'll talk about the movie later
when it's
not spoiler.
Yeah, no, spoiler we haven. Spoil we want
we
right
wanna
now.
We wanna save that, but it is breaking a ton of records. It's going to be the highest grossing rated R opening weekend of all time.
It needed to make money. It was going to make money, especially opening weekend.
Oh yeah.
And it's doing exactly what it needed to do. And
but critical reception aside, it's definitely a crowd pleaser. I would say it's in the same vein as the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It has the same feel.
No Way Home.
It has the same feel with the...
a lot more rated R.
Well, yes. A lot more rated R.
But the fan service and
it's
the, like,
fan service.
Yeah.
It is fan service, the movie, but I'm okay with that because, you know what?
I'm a fan.
Though.
Yeah, they did it well, though. And if you're going to have a movie that does that, Deadpool is such a perfect vehicle for it because of the breaking the fourth wall and the commentary on it. And he, like, mocks himself about it and mocks everyone about it. And, yeah.
It's allowed to laugh at itself while still being cool at what it does.
Yeah.
Like, which is a tough line to walk, actually, if you think about it. But, yeah, there's tons of cameos, tons of voice cameos that you don't even know.
I don't know most of them. I definitely want to watch it again. I want to actually watch some feedback and analysis. We enjoy doing that anyway. But I want to watch it again then after that. Kind of. Can I say what my favorite Easter egg is? It doesn't spoil really anything. It's the one on the bus.
Yes. And we haven't had one of these for a while because they've
I think I hit you when this happened.
You didn't notice it right away.
No, I know. And all of a sudden I was like,
oh, we did have a Stan Lee cameo as a bus advertisement in this. So that was lovely. Can't talk about it anymore.
You do get to see a Stan Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's awesome because.
Yeah, there's lots of, like, little things throughout, but that was you know, you used to go to a Marvel movie and you knew several things. You knew to wait to the end, wait past the credits, and you look for Stan Lee. And this was the first time in a long time we've had Stan Lee, so that was really nice. So keep an eye out for that. That's my only thing.
And it was decidedly a Deadpool in nature.
Yes, it was. But anyway. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I think, so a friend of mine asked about, like, homework before going to it, and I think you don't need to do all the homework. Like, it's impossible at this point to watch everything and do everything.
Well, yeah, you say it's impossible, but there has been 80 Marvel movies. Now, that's including 20th Century Fox, Sony.
Is that movies or is that products? Like, does that include movies. The TV shows?
Movies.
So that's shows on top of that.
Yeah, and there's shows on top of that. Like, you probably should watch Loki.
Yeah, but you can tell that from the trailer because TVA is in the trailer. Yeah.
You should probably watch Loki.
At least season one to figure out what the heck the TVA is.
Yeah, it's a good introduction.
Yeah, you should probably watch Loki anyway, quite frankly. But
yeah. I mean, Loki's great, so you should watch
it. And matters for the MCU as a whole.
And you should probably have, like, some idea of what the X-Men are.
You know what?
In some way.
Literally go on YouTube and be like, watch a
recap. Yeah. There's several YouTube channels that have a recap in preparation for Deadpool and blah, blah, blah. But
the one we are recommending, we actually haven't seen this recap, so we're recommending it sight unseen, but we often recommend them. And we know they do their research, and we know they do their analysis. And
it's our go-to for an after show for all, like, basically all the nerd shows.
For everything, yeah, it's true. New Rockstars, 2 weeks ago, had a leading up. So don't look at any of their spoiler stuff now, okay?
They have lots of spoiler videos now.
Yes, avoid all that.
They have a recap video, and it's only half an hour.
Yes, and it's summarizing all the X-Men and Marvel movies ever.
The entire Marvel universe,
yep.
All 80,
regardless of
80
property,
movies of it.
Yeah. And it's half an hour long, and it came out 2 weeks ago, and it was like, here is your crash course in everything.
And yes, we haven't watched it, but I'm sure it's good.
So. Yeah. So I am saying, like, we haven't watched it, but we know it's very comprehensive. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I
really, really liked it.
So that's step one of the biggest weekend in Marvel.
I just want to say, though, you don't have to know all that stuff.
No, you don't. It helps you enjoy it a little bit more.
When you're, like, hearing other people freaking out or hearing people whatever.
There's some freak-out moments. But you can kind of... I imagine you can kind of get the gist of...
There was some stuff I didn't know and I asked you about later, but I, like it's fine. It's still
like,
okay.
You can't watch all of the Marvel movies and all of Ryan Reynolds' filmography to get all of the jokes.
Yeah, like
in
too
like
many.
2 days.
You can't do it. Yeah. It's impossible. But anyway, you'll be fine without it, but just if you wanted a crash course.
So yeah, that's step one of
okay.
Marvel's biggest weekend.
Yes,
it's like,
which we knew they were going to have a big weekend.
Marvel's
this.
Back. Maybe.
The Marvel movies, oh man. And they're like making some money and it's like, wow, this is a big weekend for them. And then it's like, have we got something else up our sleeves.
Well, so like there was a big build up to Deadpool and mm-hmm. Wolverine. Everybody was pretty hyped. Like, it is the movie of the summer this year.
And it's coming out the same weekend as San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, which is a big...
It's just a happy nerd weekend,
big,
basically.
Happy nerd weekend. And a couple weeks ago, we actually had the Captain America trailer, which was starting to get the hype up again.
And we had an Agatha trailer, finally.
Yeah, we had an Agatha trailer. That's a little bit more niche, but...
It is a little bit more niche, but I'm saying there was, like, Marvel stuff coming out.
Marvel stuff,
Marvel,
yeah.
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 We had a movie, and we had a show, and we're like, oh, we're getting ready for Marvel.
But in addition to that, we have
okay.
We're teasing this a little bit too much, but no, there's breaking news tonight, and it's in all the Hollywood papers and Variety and Hollywood Reporter.
I didn't believe you when you first told me.
It almost sounds like an April Fool's joke.
That's what I thought.
There was some rumors of the Russo brothers coming back, but today, like, literally an hour ago, they are confirmed to come back to mm-hmm. direct mm-hmm. the two-parter.
Mm-hmm. Which we knew there was going to be a two-parter.
They've announced a two-parter, whatever phase it's going to be, I don't know. Yeah. Formerly it was the Kang Dynasty, Avengers Kang Dynasty and Avengers Secret Wars.
Uh-huh.
Now... Uh-huh. The Russo brothers will make their triumphant return to the MCU.
Explain why the Russo brothers are a big deal, first of all. Because let's keep
the Russo brothers. Okay, well, yeah. So we'll take a couple steps back.
Yeah.
The Russo brothers.
Because we're leading to, like, the crazy news, right? And, yeah.
The Russo brothers kind of made their name with the MCU.
Yes,
because they had directed a couple small things before that. And then they brought them on to direct a Captain America movie.
Yep.
And that was not notable at the time because no one knew who the heck the Russo brothers
okay.
were.
Okay. Sure.
So they directed one of the best standalone movies mm-hmm. ever, Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Right.
And that was, like, one of the best standalone, like, Shang-Chi and that, I think, are my favorite standalone
Ooh.
Movies. And, of course, the original Iron Man is pretty good.
Anyway, keep going.
And then they came back for Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War,
which was
the one that, like...
Yes. Civil War was, like, Avengers light.
Yeah, it was, like...
Or mostly, it was an Avengers movie.
1.5 or 2.5, whatever, 2.5.
So they cut their teeth on the Captain
yeah.
America series.
And
they, like, kind of
crazy good.
Stepped up, like... The Winter Soldier Captain America movie was... Like, a little bit smaller, a little bit
mm-hmm.
lower stakes, and then they stepped up to Civil War with, like, all the characters, and that kind of proved that they could handle...
A huge ensemble.
They could handle an ensemble, so they were given the keys to the two-parter of Infinity War and Endgame, and that...
Destroyed everyone.
...is the biggest movie duology of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, not that there's a lot of movie duologies, but...
Still...
Huge,
yeah.
huge, and, like, a major pop culture milestone.
It was
whatever.
A big movie moment, duology aside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Like, just, ugh, so good.
And then they kind of retired from Marvel and said,
yeah,
we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to go off and do our own thing.
Yeah, I want to explore other places.
Yeah, yeah. So, Marvel's begging them to come back now because they're maybe in a little bit more of a dire straits than
mm-hmm.
they wanted to be, whatever. So they begged them to come back and
probably dumped up
there was
a
some
dump truck of money, I'm sure. That,
oh, I'm sure. Well, they ain't doing it for free.
They're doing it till they're 90.
They are going to do it till they're 90. Possibly.
Maybe.
But they ain't doing it for free.
No.
Neither is Hugh Jackman, I can tell you that. But
speaking of people who came back who said they weren't going to come back, is where you're going with that.
So they have agreed to come back.
Yes.
There was rumors about it, but it is official now.
And even I didn't even believe the rumors because they were like
I believed the rumors, but I wasn't
100%
like, sure that it was.
There were a lot of rumors going around about different people and different things.
Well, they've
like
gone
that.
Through a
yeah.
bunch of different.
So it's like, okay. Well,
they were even asking, speaking of Deadpool and Wolverine, they were asking the director of that to maybe come back as
I
well.
That
so
too,
like,
yeah.
It all depends on who
yeah.
wants to take on, because that can really hurt your legacy or what
yes.
as it is. Like, who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're officially confirmed to come back.
Excellent.
And they've announced.
Okay, just do it.
Well, you said it's Comic-Con right now,
yeah,
so
yeah.
This is kind of why this is happening, I guess, right now.
Right.
But it is no longer, they are dumping Kang.
Yes.
He gone.
Which is, like, they got to figure out how to write this so it makes sense. I 100%.
I know, it's easy. I could write that.
Okay, fine. But 100%, I thought they were going to do Variant. They were going to recast Kang.
As a variant?
And a variant.
I think they were thinking of that.
And they might still go that way with, like, but as a minor thing or coming down the road or something. But you were setting them up, or they were setting them up, and they got to do something.
They were setting them up. I think they can use that work and...
Lead into
him just absolutely getting demolished by...
This other...
The villain that is coming... In part one,
do it.
Of this new Avengers duology, I guess is
yep.
what they're gonna go with,
and it's called
Avengers Doomsday.
Ah, that's what everyone who just heard that said.
Yeah, myself included.
Yeah.
No,
that's not what you said. You said other words, but we are not an R-rated podcast. So
yeah. So no, Doctor Doom is going to be orchestrating Secret Wars, as he did in the comics.
So that totally makes sense. Also, that was widely rumored, is that they were going to forget Kang and go with Doctor Doom, and people kind of were like, oh, they're not going to make that. Yeah. But and, you know what the problem is? Trying to find someone to play Doctor Doom who does it.
Well, there is that. So, I mean, we have to throw out our casting ideas. Maybe not. No, actually.
Just kidding.
They have dropped the casting for Doctor Doom. Which
this sounds like
an April Fool's joke, but apparently Robert Downey Jr. is coming back to the MCU to be Doctor Doom?
How? Okay, so like you know so much more about this than I do. So this is just my thought process on Robert Downey Jr. in general.
Mm-hmm.
He loved playing Iron Man, but he didn't like being tied to that role, but he loved like that kind of, I think he liked being in a superhero movie, but he didn't want to play the same character forever. So it's kind of cool to come back in this completely different way.
Now
that's my thought.
So I can see like Tony Stark and Dr. Doom, Victor Von Doom is his not made up name.
Yes.
are two sides of the same coin. Right. They have huge egos and are very intelligent and all this stuff. So I can see that kind of, you can play that off each other. I just don't know how they're going to pull this in with the multiverse and all that.
Like, is maybe Victor Von Doom from another, like, Earth? And I think it's like a variant of Tony?
I think, well, they've gone so heavy in the multiverse, including in Deadpool. That's not a spoiler. Like,
no,
it was
that's
very,
like in the trailers. The,
yeah,
stuff,
that's
yeah.
very obvious.
Otherwise, the TVA wouldn't be involved. By the way,
I can see, like, are they gonna make Doom a Tony Stark variant?
That's what I was just. Yeah,
I don't love that.
But I think they can make it make sense with the story.
I don't know. But I can see them work like
maybe not Tony Stark, but in another world, this is what would have happened.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. And they both wear like iron masks, and it's like, I don't know. You can make the connection there. So
they wouldn't have cast him if they didn't have an idea.
No,
they have to
make a connection, and they have to make it make sense. But I don't hate that they have a plan.
Yes, that's nice. I don't hate the Russo brothers being attached to it.
Yeah,
and I adore Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, he's awesome, and it'll be great to have him back. I just hope they do it justice. And now there's even more riding on the Fantastic Four movie.
That's true.
Because Doom is very, very linked to the Fantastic Four as well.
I guess my only worry with Robert Downey Jr., I adore him, and I think the fact that they brought him on means they have a pretty well thought out plan.
They better.
My worry, I mean, I just... Star Wars and Marvel get compared a lot, since Disney owns both, and you have like the similar fan base.
It's a genre film, and you have your hero's journey a lot.
And I think a lot of literally some years I teach Star Wars and some years I teach Iron Man for when I do hero's journey, and sometimes also The Matrix. Basically, my English classes are super fun when we do hero's journey.
I wish I was in your English classes. I would have nailed that. Bang.
We also compare him to Shakespeare, but, you know.
I would have liked Shakespeare a lot more that way, probably.
Well, I always say this. Tom Hiddleston is, like, a Shakespeare actor. Classically trained Shakespearean actor. And he modeled his version of Loki, which is widely regarded as one of the best, like, interpretations in the MCU, after a Shakespearean
character.
He's
one of the best villains in the MCU, for sure.
And villain is a strong, an interesting character trait. But
gray villain. Yeah.
But when he started, he was straight villain.
Yeah.
And he modeled him after Edmund in King Lear, who is straight villain. But anyway...
And that was thanks to the director of Thor 1, Kenneth Branagh,
who was also a massive Shakespeare fan.
Very Shakespearean fellow.
But anyway, so another fun little tangent there. I guess my concern, though, is when I look at Star Wars, I feel like a lot of the problems with, say, like the sequel trilogy or even some of the shows and stuff is
they have no plan
and they get really gun shy about angry guys on the internet. And I'm angry people on the internet, and I'm worried that a lot of the people who are just like yelling that nothing after Endgame has been good, which is, you know, not true. It's very whitewashed or blanket.
There's been some bad stuff after Endgame. There was bad stuff before Endgame.
That's what I always say.
Maybe the ratio was a little bit more trending towards the bad, but nothing like truly horrible either. We're not talking about the DC universe.
Well,
okay?
And that's the whole thing, right? So they like make these blanket statements. And I'm like, I worry that they're going to bring Robert Downey Jr. I worry that they're just bringing Robert Downey Jr. back because he represents this era of what made all the fans happy.
Yes. And
I guess that's my only concern.
That's a fair concern. But I guess I just have to put my belief in the Russo brothers.
And Feige, because he always has a plan.
Feige always... Robot Feige.
Kevin.
Kevin Butt. Yeah, I don't know. I
guess that's my only concern.
I was shocked when I read this news, and it took me a couple minutes. Couple minutes to process. We're still processing because this is still breaking news. But I'm kind of excited.
I'm so excited to see.
Like,
how
really excited.
I don't know if I'm going to be like waiting on trailers as much as I ever have before. Just because I'm going to be like, how are they going to do this? What is going to be our first look? Oh my god, what's going on?
Well, okay, so just for me, Doctor Doom is the best Marvel villain. Like,
right.
I'm
glad you're excited and not like...
I didn't know who Thanos was before the MCU, and I read a lot of comic books, but like that was kind of an offshoot from what I was reading, so
right.
Thanos wasn't any...
But Fantastic Four was.
The MCU did a good job of Thanos and, like, made him awesome, and I can see why that was a cultural touchstone.
Totally.
For me, Doctor Doom is the pinnacle of comic book villainy.
Now, was he that big in across the Marvel comics, or was because, like, really focused on Fantastic Four?
He started off as a Fantastic Four villain, but the thing you have to realize about comics is they didn't wait for these big crossover events like movies.
Right.
They were always kind of intermingling.
Right.
And Doctor Doom was like a tier villain.
Okay.
You had like Magneto and Doctor Doom and Galactus that were always kind of there.
The big bads.
The big bads. And he was...
I'm glad you're really excited about this, because I know when Fantastic Four news first broke, you were, like, super nervous about it. I know you still are kind of nervous, but, like, as we get a little closer and closer, maybe?
They at least made good casting. I'm happy with the casting, and I like where they're going with this, and now that they have a plan...
That makes you more optimistic about Fantastic Four.
For after, I don't think they're gonna hastily waste Doctor Doom in some way, or whatever. So
you hearing this casting makes you less nervous in general?
I feel like Robert Downey Jr. might be in an after credit scene of Fantastic Four now.
Yeah, I think he is.
Like, yeah.
We were hypothesizing before when we were talking about the trailer that Doctor Doom was going to show up in an after credit scene. Now that they've announced who it's going to be, I think it's almost certain. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was in the first after credit scene.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the second after credit scene, but
fair.
The first after credit scene that wasn't his own movie.
There we go. I'm excited. I didn't believe you when you first told me. I was like, that has to be made up.
It sounds made up,
but it's so ridiculous it couldn't be made up.
No. I think we know what's happening over the next like 4 years of the MCU now.
All of a sudden,
they're building towards this. It's gonna be Secret Wars with Doctor Doom being the big bad, which
you need
Thanos
bad.
Proved.
Yeah.
That's why Infinity War and Endgame worked so well, is because you had a villain that matter.
Yeah. Well, that's been the MCU. We've always talked about the villains' problem in there.
That's why the Avengers worked, because he had a villain that mattered. Loki mattered.
Who is now one of the most beloved characters in the entire universe. For better or worse.
There's most of the villains, you can't even, like, if you think off your top of your head, I don't know, you have Killmonger, but they killed him off, and
Ultron.
Yeah, Ultron was a wet fart of a villain.
The best thing
Which
about,
was unfortunate.
It was, because it was cool. Best thing about Ultron, other than his voice, and that was a really creepy trailer when he was doing Pinocchio, was that was our introduction to Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, and
he was a vehicle.
When
for
they
her.
Made her do a heel turn, she wasn't very good either.
No, it's true. That's so they gotta bring her back. It'll be fine.
Speaking of Easter eggs, but anyway.
What?
Nothing.
I think I might have missed something.
Yeah, you sure did.
Cause you're like, you haven't freaked out about this yet.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's fine. Everything's fine.
It's not gonna be fine. Okay. Anyway, the more I think about it, the more excited I am.
I'm
curious. I'm just really curious.
I am very excited, and I look forward to hearing more news and seeing where this is going.
Also, this is the first time Marvel has had had a place at San Diego Comic-Con in a while.
For a while, yeah.
Because they always just do D23.
So I wonder what the heck they're going to do
at
D23.
Which is in 2 weeks or something like that, right? But I think they're really going to focus on park stuff at D23.
Well, yes.
And
it
they
is
might
a big,
do some
it,
shows and
it
stuff.
It is a big year for parks at D23.
Mm-hmm. Better be.
We're supposedly getting the Avengers mm-hmm. e-ticket ride announcement. And that's...
I will believe that when I...
Nah.
Although, with all the Avengers stuff coming out right now... There's been, like, a lot of, like, naysay kind of spinning wheels about a lot of different things, whether it's parks or, you know, Star Wars, whatever, or MCU. And then, of course, now this weekend we had Deadpool and Wolverine come out and people were freaking out. And now we have this news. And I've never been, I've never had a problem with the MCU, but you can tell it, like, the popularity has been waning.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel
sure.
like this weekend all of a sudden it's, like, back?
Oh.
And I get that it's a weekend, but, like, is the first time people have been freaking out about stuff?
This... is a high point for mm-hmm. the MCU since Endgame. Like, this
and
is a big, big weekend.
And people are looking forward to things, and they're talking about things in a positive way, and they're like, there's conjecture going on.
Maybe Deadpool is
Marvel
Jesus.
We've said that since the beginning. they show up at the parks, and I don't know, and they're doing, like, a little mini show.
It's a really, July has been a really great time to be a nerd.
It's true.
Between the Acolyte.
It's true.
And
yeah, really
House
like,
of the Dragon.
Oh my God.
And the boys.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a great time to be a nerd. And now, like we said, we have to figure out what other news is coming out of San Diego Comic-Con going on right now. Because, like...
And, like, are they going to bring out Robert Downey Jr. to D23? Is he going to be like...
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Is he going to be coming out in an Iron Mask?
Possibly.
Like, who knows?
Why did they announce it then? So they, like, what else are they going to be doing? It's kind of like in the Captain America trailer. It's been out for a couple weeks, okay? I'm not spoiling a trailer here. And it's on the freaking poster. You see Red Hulk. And it was this really cool money shot. And we're like, oh my God, that's in the first trailer. What did they leave out?
Yes.
Like, the
yes.
first trailer. It's not.
No.
That's the first look trailer. So it's like, that means you're going to get little pieces in the coming
yeah.
trailers,
mm-hmm.
and you know they save some big stuff for later on. Like,
Doctor Doom.
It might be. Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
I hope not. But
no, he doesn't fit with that.
Maybe they'll talk about him or something. I don't know. But anyway, it is a really good time to be
Wolverine
in
Wolverine could fit in there. It's supposed to be all about adamantium.
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
Wolverine could fit in there. It's a great time. July's a great time to be a nerd, apparently. And a really great time this weekend, specifically, to be a Marvel nerd. This is the most excited I've been about Marvel stuff in, like, a long time.
Yeah.
And I haven't been down on Marvel. So.
No, we are pretty diehard Marvel fans.
Yeah.
And so, like, we haven't... There's been some a little bit misses.
Secret Invasion.
But... Whatever, we've watched it all and, like,
yeah.
mostly been entertained.
Totally.
And whatever, but, yeah, no, this is hype central right
oh
now.
Oh my God, like, we're freaking out. Anything you want to add to this freaking out, other than we're just really excited and going to be, like, scouring for everything? No?
No.
Let's play a game?
I'm speechless.
Let's play a game, then.
Oh, good. Okay. That involves speech, though.
We were talking about the Olympics.
We were, yeah. I mean, it's opening weekend of the Olympics as well.
I know. Like, we're just, oh my gosh, stuff is going on. You know what else? We're packing for Disney soon. Like, let's just keep going here.
My head is spinning. That
might be from the drinking game we were doing with the Olympics.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to say a sport from the Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics.
You are going to say a Disney character who you think would compete in that sport.
Okay.
At the Olympic level. They don't have to win it, but at the Olympic level. And I have one rule.
Okay.
You can't say Goofy for all of them.
I was going to say Goofy for all of them. He knows how to do all the sports. Yeah, not well, though.
But he teaches you how.
Okay. So, do they have to be animated is my first question.
Nope. No, it has to be recognized Disney movie.
Disney-owned property. Disney-owned property. Okay.
How about that?
Oh, goodness me.
Okay. And, like widely known. I have to know it. You can't, like, make up a word or name and then be like, what?
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
And I'm not going, like, super specific. I just have the sports listed here, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Skateboarding.
Skateboarding. Okay, well, that's obviously Bart Simpson, the original skateboarder.
Disney owns Simpsons.
Disney owns Simpsons! Bam! Gotcha.
I was like, wait. I did say Disney owned property, didn't I? That was my own fault, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
I can't go back on it, though.
No, you can't.
Sport climbing.
Oh, my goodness. Sport climbing. That's an interesting one. I would say possibly one of Scrooge McDuck's nephews. Mm. They did a lot of climbing in DuckTales.
Woo.
So would it be Huey, Dewey, or Louie? I would say probably Dewey is the best climber.
Mm.
Do not ask me for evidence of why.
I will take no questions. I would have said Dewey. Do you know why?
Mm.
Why I would have said? Because D comes before H and L in the alphabet, which means he is first, which means he's first up the mountain in my mind.
Yeah, it's clearly Dewey.
Clearly.
No questions.
No. Nope.
Thank you.
Athletics.
Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Ooh, and this is so broad.
Well, so this one's actually pretty easy. It's obviously Aladdin. Very athletic.
He's one jump ahead.
He is one step ahead of everything.
Okay. Oh, here's an easy one. Surfing.
Moana.
Fair. You have lots of characters who surf. I'm like, you pick someone from Lilo and Stitch or Moana.
Yeah,
or...
no, it's Moana.
Okay.
She could pick up surfing. Yeah, Lilo probably would be okay.
Or Nani.
Nani or her boyfriend
David
would be good choices as well. Yeah.
You might want to save Moana for something else coming up.
Sailing?
Oh, yeah, sailing.
Darn it. Okay, can I change it?
Yes.
To Nani?
Yes.
Okay, I'm changing it to Nani. Thank you. Okay, yes. Woo!
Woo! There's literally a song in Lilo and Stitch called Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride that takes place while they are surfing. So, like...
Yeah, I mean, it is Hawaii, so...
I mean, Moana is an excellent choice if sailing wasn't also on here.
Yes, sailing.
Unless you went Maui for sailing, I guess.
Yeah... He doesn't sail, though.
No, he just hangs out. He teaches her wayfaring, though. Weightlifting.
Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. Soccer.
Oh, boy. Hercules.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. Hercules would be in a lot of these. He's an Olympian.
I would, unless, is decathlon on the list? Because Hercules should be decathlon.
There's modern pentathlon.
Oh, there's way too many events you have.
No, I'm gonna narrow some of these down.
Okay.
I don't see decathlon.
So I'm gonna say Hercules for soccer, just because he could kick the heck out of that ball,
mm-hmm.
and he wouldn't flop around like some of those soccer players either.
Boxing.
Boxing is interesting. Interesting. I've used some of the heavyweights already, which is a little unfortunate.
You can go villain.
Unfortunate. I'm gonna go a little off the board Because the interesting thing about boxing is that there's weight classes.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Jacques from Cinderella. Because he's very mouse. Small. And he's going to kick some butt.
He does literally kick Lucifer in the face, and Lucifer's much bigger than him.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I think he even punches him in the nose.
You, see?
Yeah. I'll give that to you, I guess.
There's weight classes in boxing, there okay?
Is basketball.
Oh, basketball. That's a good one. That is a good one. Who is really tall?
You.
Yes, that is true. I'm not good at basketball, nope. though. So that's
Baymax.
The,
I don't know if he'd be great at basketball.
No, I don't think so. He's rather rotund.
He is.
Basketball. Ah! I've got it.
Okay, ready.
Jafar.
He is tall.
He's tall and lanky, and he still has a wish left, so...
He's going to be the most powerful basketball player yeah. in all the land.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes sailing. Are you going to pick Moana?
Well, I did change my answer, so yes, it is Moana.
Fair enough. We have to include this one.
Mm.
Breaking. Breakdancing.
Breakdancing. Interesting. Like, who would be a good breakdancer in the
Max.
Disney.
Who also would have been a good skateboarder, I guess.
Yeah, Max, yeah.
Breakdancing. Oh, Tarzan.
Oh, he would have been good at climbing as well.
He would have been a good climber. Also, Kristoff would have been a good climber. They, like, climb the mountain to get to Elsa.
Yeah, but he's slow.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Tarzan was modeled after skateboarders and breakdancers.
It's true. And he also holds the vine with his butt.
That's true. It takes some crazy core strength there
to
do that.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, I guess we'll go with Tarzan.
For breaking.
I don't know.
You don't know if you love it?
I don't love it.
Lumiere or like...
Nah.
Triathlon. This is what you wanted Hercules for.
Hercules would have been very good at it, but I think, actually, sticking with the Moana theme, and you said Maui before... I'll go with Maui.
That's fair.
Because he could probably run really fast, and then he can turn into a dolphin for the swim part.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good choice.
And then, I don't know, I'm sure he can bicycle.
So, do you want to hear a fun story?
I'll teach him how to bicycle. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine. In Disney Dreamlight Valley, when you unlock Gaston, he wants to be friends.
Oh, Gaston. He would have been good at boxing.
Yeah, that's kind of who I was thinking of. But he's, like, lonely because he misses LeFou, but he, like, won't admit he's lonely, but he keeps trying to make friends with other people, but he's really bad at it because he's, like, a bad guy.
Because he's a jerk? Yeah.
But so he decides he wants to be friends with Maui because Maui's muscles are almost as impressive as his, so he builds a gym out of, like, coconuts and stuff like that, and Maui's like, I'm just naturally like this because I'm a god. And then Gaston's like, it's kind of sad.
Yeah, let's not feel bad for Gaston. No, he's a jerk.
Yeah, that's fine. But,
He's a raging narcissist.
He is. He's a terrible, terrible person. But, yes, so I thought that was really funny that Maui doesn't need to work out. He's just naturally this way.
He's a demigod.
That's what he
says. So is Hercules.
Yeah,
so.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
I've used two demigods already.
Okay, I'm going to best a couple. Oh, Taekwondo.
Mulan.
Okay. And then I have the next is one is going to be the easiest one ever. Archery.
Oh, that's... Merida.
Yeah, it's either Merida or it's Robin Hood. Like, pick one.
Oh, yeah. I don't think foxes are allowed to compete.
Fair enough. Even though you had mice in boxing.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Weight class, I understand.
Weight class.
I'm going to skip modern pentathlon. I'm going to skip swimming.
Swimming. Nemo. Wait, no, he has a busted fin. Marlin.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Or Bruce the Shark.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to go Ariel. Bruce the Shark is better.
Yeah.
He's going to eat his competition.
Or King Triton would be good. Yeah. Bruce the Shark. Yeah, he's going to eat his competition. Take that, Michael Phelps. Nom.
Fencing. Anyone who does a sword. Oh, this would have been Mulan.
yes, Mulan would have been good at fencing. Who else uses a sword?
I'm a Prince Philip. He has a magic sword.
Prince Philip, is he the one that kills
Maleficent?
Maleficent? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Prince Philip.
He has a magic sword.
I didn't know what that prince was, but I know. That's the one
It's because some of them have weird names, because there's like there's Prince Charming, mm-hmm. and there's Prince Philip, and then there's Prince Florian, who doesn't ever get called by that name during the whole movie. That's Snow White's prince.
Okay.
But yeah, it's Prince Philip is the sleeping
Prince
beauty
Philip.
One.
I'm gonna go with Prince Philip. He's the only one that slayed a dragon.
This is true. This is very true. Mm-hmm. Judo.
Judo. Oh, and a little flippity doo. You know, I used to compete in judo. Did you know that?
That's why I didn't take it off the list.
Yeah, a little bit of judo.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Okay.
Rapunzel from Tangled. She could use her hair, trip some guys, choke them out.
That's true.
You can do choke moves.
Oh, even with her magic hair?
And with her magic. Well,
she can not use your frying pan. She can use her magic
hair. No, she can't use the frying pan, but she can use her magic
good
hair.
Choice. Very good choice.
Trippy, chokey.
Yeah, very good choice.
That's how judo works.
Trippy, chokey. Badminton. I'm doing your favorites now.
Oh, dang. Used Mulan already, unfortunately.
You can't use Mulan for everything.
I know, but she would have been really good at badminton. She would have. She's very...
agile.
Very agile.
Mm-hmm. Quick reflexes.
Yeah.
You could go...
Huh. Okay. No, Mushu would be terrible at badminton. No reach. No reach whatsoever. You know what? You said I can't use Goofy for every single thing.
That's true.
I'm going to use Goofy for badminton.
Oh.
He's going to show you how to badminton.
Okay. I like that, actually.
Because he is very large and lanky. He would be able to just go, whatcha?
He is very lanky. This is true.
Uh-huh.
We're going to skip a couple, just because we're not going to do all of these, so I'm, like, picking and choosing random ones now. Beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball. Well, this one is going to be Ariel because she has some new legs and she's very excited to be on the beach and she's going to spike that ball.
She wanted to walk and run, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
What are you columns? And then she's going to be like, hi-ya!
Fair enough, yeah. Scared the cat.
Yeah, well.
No, that's fair enough. And actually, that makes sense because she would have seen the beach more often than any other
part. Yeah, she's very familiar with the beach.
I like it. Track and field. Very broad.
I'm going to go with Simba because he's got four legs and he can run really fast.
Nice choice.
Yeah.
Artistic swimming.
Definitely should have saved Ariel for this one.
King Triton is pretty artistic.
That's unfortunate. I'm going to go with the evil stepsisters because they will perform together.
I love it.
Yeah, okay, there
it's
you go.
It's a really fun choice. Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah.
So I would have taken this off if I hadn't watched it today. Rugby sevens.
Okay, rugby sevens. You need a team. So, like, can I have like multiple characters?
If you know more than one, I'm
not gonna name seven. That's way
no,
too
no,
many.
No, but if you're like, oh, these guys are on a team together for this, I'm not mad at that. You can even repeat one of your guys previously.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That's tough. I mean,
just name one. Whatever.
I think Gaston has to be the captain of the rugby team.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a rugby player. Yeah.
And I think he's gonna set aside his differences and he's gonna team up with the Beast.
Ooh. Because they do like winning more than anything.
Yeah, they're gonna be going to town.
Yeah.
On
I
the
like
rugby
it.
Field.
I like it.
Like the All Blacks doing the haka.
Yep.
Ain't gonna have nothing on Gaston
no,
and
be
the
terrifying.
Beast together. Yeah.
Water polo.
Okay. I didn't know there was going to be so many water sports. I wouldn't have used the mermaids.
You haven't used King Triton yet.
Yeah, he's the captain of the water polo
team. Okay, there we go.
Like, have you seen his abs?
Yes.
Water polo people are, they're just all upper body. And, yeah, okay. Yes, you're very excited about King Triton's zaddy abs. Okay.
Shooting. I know who I would pick for shooting.
Shooting.
I know exactly who I would pick for shooting.
I'm not going to pick who you are going to pick.
You don't know who I'm going to pick.
I'm going to pick The Great Mouse Detective.
Excellent. Excellent choice.
He is a very good marksman.
He is.
Basil of Baker Street.
Very good choice. Who was I going to pick?
I don't know, but I knew it wasn't going to be
that. That's true. I was going to pick, he's a villain. I was going to pick Clayton from Speaking of Tarzan. He's the big hunter who wants to go kill the apes.
I was also thinking villain. I was thinking of the Australian dude from Rescuers Down Under.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know what his name is, but...
McLeach.
He did some shooty.
He did lots of shooty. Yeah, that's another...
I don't think it was a great shot, though. So.
I don't know if he was or not. I don't know if Clayton was or not either. I'm just trying to think of guys who have big guns, you know? Mountain biking.
The girl from Luca.
Oh, she is good.
She would be great at mountain biking.
Good choice.
She had no fear.
Nope, none.
And
excellent choice.
You need no fear to do mountain biking.
I
don't know what her name is, but
I was thinking off the board, but I like that even better. I was thinking Honey Lemon from Baymax. From Baymax. May as well be.
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6.
I almost took the squad from Big Hero 6 for my Rugby 7s,
I like it. Yeah, go Luca. And also, I think I want to watch that again this summer. I only saw that once. I like to watch it again. Okay, I'm going to do a few more. I'm picking some I'm picking some ridiculous ones here. How about Rhythmic Gymnastics? You already picked Rapunzel.
Yes, I did already pick Rapunzel. I don't think he's going to win, but I want to see it. Phil from Hercules, Rhythmic Gymnastics. He's the right height for gymnastics.
That's fun. I love it. Oh my god. I want to see it so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one. Okay, I'm going to pick past some water ones. Marathon swimming and so on.
Yeah, okay.
Race walking.
That's not in the Olympics anymore.
Aw, but it was. Okay, fine. Gymnastics in general.
No, you already did gymnastics.
Okay, fine.
Come on.
Fine. Wrestling.
I already used Hercules.
Show jumping. Or equestrian in general. There's show jumping, dressage, and equestrian. Are all horses. So you can pick one of the things.
No, okay. Let's go back to wrestling. I'm going to take Kronk.
Excellent choice.
Kronk is going to wrestle
for
me.
Excellent choice. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Because he doesn't like to, but when he does, he wins.
Oh, he's a big fella.
Yep, and then he'd be like, sorry about that. Do you like my recipe for spinach puffs?
Yeah. He'd throw someone over a German suplex.
Yeah,
and he'd
exactly.
Be, yeah,
be
there
great.
You go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good choice.
Equestrian.
Equestrian. And that's going to be our last one.
Well, let's go with Prince Charming because he has a lovely horse and he would be able to dressage the horse.
That's true. I forgot one thing I have to include.
Oh.
Dressage is an excellent one. Prince Charming, like Cinderella's prince. Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go somewhere like someone's on horseback a lot, right? Mm. We haven't done any cycling categories, so let's go road cycling.
You did mountain biking. That's like a cycling. I don't know.
I forgot about mountain biking.
Let's say Elsa, because she seems like she's from a Nordic country, and they like to bicycle a lot.
The Nordic countries are really good at that, generally. Not to stereotype, but it's a positive thing, so.
I'm trying, okay?
It's really good. And good job not picking Goofy for everything.
I picked him for one thing.
You know what? You didn't pick Donald Duck for anything.
No, I didn't. Because he would be terrible.
He's a water animal.
He has no sportsmanship. And he's rather rotund.
He does have no sportsmanship. Huey, Dewey, and Louie, though. He did.
He would be a John McEnroe and fight with the judges the whole time. We don't want any of that smoke.
Fair. That was fun. Man, this like... We did a lot this episode.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man. Well, a lot is going on.
A lot is going on.
So that's our show this week. Thanks, O'Meal, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's also where you can find a link to our email, as well as all of our social media accounts. You can find Disney episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. It helps us out a lot because that is how people find us, because algorithms.
Woo. That's my algorithm sound.
That's about accurate, too. Next episode, we are going to talk about Acolyte then.
Yes.
But we're going to do the thing. We're not going to talk about too many specifics or anything like that, but we're not going to avoid spoilers.
Yeah, we'll talk about spoilers, but we're...
We're not, like, analyzing. Other shows, that's what they do, is they analyze stuff. We're more, like, just overviewing.
Talking about our feelings and, like, Star Wars in general and stuff. Yeah, we always, I don't know.
Every time a new show comes out, it's like, okay, what does this mean? What do you think about this? How does it play?
So we do it different every time. We've gone episode by episode before, or I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. We'll play it by ear.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear. We've also got a few episodes coming up that we are going to record in advance for during our trip.
Oh, really?
Yep. Just so you know, one of them is going to be a deep dive.
This is also breaking news just for me.
You're going to like this deep dive. Do you want a hint? This is an attraction that is only found in Disneyland.
The canoes.
No, we already did the canoes.
Oh, right.
And that's not only in Disneyland. That's other places. Yeah.
Really?
You should go back and listen to our episode because we talk about that.
I don't know.
This is an opening day Disneyland
attraction. I don't remember what I had for breakfast, okay?
Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
This is an opening day Disneyland attraction, and it is now only left in Disneyland.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. No, we did that already, too.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. We haven't done that.
Oh, okay. I don't.
That's going to be a fun deep dive, right?
That's it? Did I get it? Okay. I mean, that was an opening day attraction. I'm just pretty sure it's not anywhere else. Because they closed it.
They closed it in Disney World.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. So we're going to, like, that kind of stuff. We're going to have in advance.
I am excited for that deep dive.
Yeah, I know you would be. It's
very exciting.
Yeah, I think so, too. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A...
You're gonna open up a can?
Yep.